Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And still, some parents have serious concerns, and maybe rightfully so. But I think what we need to do here is get the facts, if in fact we can, though they seem to change quite frequently. Virginia Mary Bielek is a doctor, chief of infectious diseases at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, which is part of Hartford Healthcare. Doctor, straighten this all out, will you?
Well, I don't think anybody can totally straighten you out, but I'll try.
All right. We're getting, you know, I've seen numbers, and of course they're trying frantically to get kids back in school, which is probably not a bad deal. But the concern is health issues. So are there some points that you can make about this? You know, do kids get it? I'm under the impression they don't. Just give us some of the facts that you know.
Well, I share every parent's concern about whether schools should reopen. And I have a child who's a teacher in another state, and I'm concerned about her health. So I understand everybody's concern. I also understand how important it is to at least try to get children back to school. Children, for the most part, do not get that sick with coronavirus. There are rare cases of children developing an inflammatory syndrome after developing coronavirus. It's pretty unusual, but certainly has occurred. The concern is teachers who are maybe a little older may have underlying health concerns, and the fact that children can bring the virus back home to parents, grandparents, other members of the family. So I share everybody's concern. We know that we've learned a lot about this virus, and although our thinking has changed and what we're saying has changed, we've just learned a lot about the virus. And we do know that children and others who have no symptoms are capable of spreading the virus to other people.
Okay, so a kid can come in and not necessarily be asymptomatic, you'd never know, but he or she could be and potentially transmit the virus to somebody else. So that would be the concern of the teacher, I would guess.
That's the concern. And the CDC has set out standards for schools to reopen, and there should be a low level of virus transmission in the community. And I must say that Connecticut has done a remarkable job of cutting down the amount of coronavirus spreading in the community. And it's incumbent upon all of us to try to keep it low by doing the social distancing measures that we've all been talked about and wearing our masks.
You know, here's the thing. You get these really, in fact, I think Angela will have this in the 7 o'clock news. But, you know, you had a record number of coronaviruses detected. I think it was in Florida. I think Texas is up there, too. But, you know, when you say, okay, you're tested, you test positive for the virus, but that doesn't, okay, A, does that mean that you could transmit it if you're not showing symptoms?
Yes, you can transmit the virus even if you're not showing symptoms. And wearing a mask helps with that.
Okay. And you know, the fact is, if you test for the virus, you can carry the virus and never develop the disease. Is that correct? Or you certainly wouldn't have major symptoms as some people have.
Yes. There's a number of people who will just carry the virus and never develop symptoms. There are other people who have no symptoms now, could spread the virus, but in a day or two could become symptomatic. They're called pre-symptomatic.
Yay. Oh, I want to be one of those. Okay, so essentially, I guess you have to get... So when you hear these incredible numbers, that's just what I was saying. You hear, oh my God, we're all doomed. You know, 8,000 people in Miami just have tested positive. That doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world, but it does mean there's reason for concern.
Absolutely, and I think states where there is a lot of spreading will have difficulty reopening their schools. But again, the country needs to look to states like New York and Connecticut, where we had considerable spread, and we were able, through our social distancing measures and masks, to significantly decrease the amount of virus that's out there. It's still there, but if we all do our part, we can keep it at these low levels until we get something like a vaccine.
Here's one, and this has been brought up by some people. I've just seen, you know, I read a lot. So, but the death rate is going down, is it not?
Well, it's always hard to say. Remember, the death rate is going to lag several weeks following an increase in death rate. It's going to lag several weeks following an increase in number of cases. The people who are becoming infected right now are, on average, younger than those who were being infected a few months ago, especially in the state of Connecticut. So you're having younger people who are less likely to die of having the virus.
It's not to say they don't want to get it, because they don't want to get it.
Pardon?
They don't want to get it, though. It doesn't matter if you're going to die or not. It's pretty awful from what I understand.
It's an awful disease, even if you don't die. You really don't want to get it. I personally have seen 30-year-olds in the hospital. I've seen 30-year-olds die and without any underlying medical conditions. So it's really has the potential to be a very serious disease. And so, yes, there's a good chance if you're young you will get over the disease, but there is a chance that you will get significantly ill and or die of this disease. So you really don't want to get it, and you also want to think about your loved ones.
Yes.
And you don't want to bring it home to them.
Well, doctor, just, you know, we're just going to make you a permanent member of the staff because we're going to have to talk about West Nile here in the near future, too. Dr. Bielek, thank you much for being on.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. So that's what we know so far, and she's pretty good at what she does. Virginia Mary Bielek is a doctor, and she's the chief of infectious diseases at the Hospital of Special Connecticut, formerly known as New Britain General.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.